Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. I'm interrupting the teaching on the book of Ephesians because today I want to take an additional look at God, our Father, there are messages in God's Word that are perpetual messages to His children. We have taught oftentimes throughout the years on this psalm, but I feel in this current circumstance that we find ourselves in the United States of America today, that this message might encourage you. The job of a teacher is not only to edify, but to encourage, that is, to instill courage. And 90% of faith is courage. I want to go this morning to Psalm 84. We're not going to do it the traditional way. Number one, I'm going to start with the last verse, and it says, O Lord of hosts, that's Jehovah Sabaoth, that is the Lord who controls everything, not only animate, but inanimate objects. O Lord of hosts, David's declaration is, blessed is the man that trusteth, that, and it's a participial word in the Hebrew, that is trusting in you. That means today, folks, not yesterday's trusting, today's trusting. Back to the fifth verse. Blessed, circle that word, is the man, circle those words, the man whose strength, circle that word, is in you, thee, God, and in whose heart, King James translators are wrong. If you have a King James Bible, it reads this way, in whose heart are the ways of them. Of them is in italics. That means it's added by the translators. That's not what David is saying here. That's not what God's message to us is, the ways of them. It is properly whose strength is in thee and in whose heart are the ways of thee. That is God. Now, this word ways comes from the same root as the word will, as in last will and testament. No one else can change it. And God says through David, blessed, Asher is the word, translated sometimes happy, translated sometimes envied. It is describing a state of being, a state that doesn't change. It is an eternal state. You know, if you listen close to Ephesians, before the foundation of the world, God chose for himself out from among those he did not choose in Christ. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart are the ways of thee. Listen to this about this guy who has an eternal state of being with God, whose strength is in God, and God's ways are in his heart. Or this is one saying, your will be done in spite of what one may be facing. What do those in whose heart are the ways of thee and in who the strength of thee is, who passing through the valley of Baca, that's weeping. What is being said here is, in spite of this eternal state of being, these ones do pass through the valley of Baca. Baca means weeping. But you circle that word in the sixth verse of the 84th Psalm that says, passing through. That's why the title of this message is, We Made It Through 2021. Because it says of this man, whose strength is in God and in whose heart are the ways of God, they pass through the valley of weeping. They go from strength to strength. That's in the fifth verse, the Hebrew word is uze. In the seventh verse, it is kail. It speaks of armies. It speaks of substance, not just a play on words, not just Uzi, not just a machine gun, but armies. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them appeareth in Zion, that is, in God, appeareth before God. It says, O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. It means about that statement. Think about it. Think about this. He doesn't say, O God of Israel. He says, O God of Jacob. It means heel catcher. It means supplanter. It means he wants it to come out his way. So, you know, hold the mirror up, folks. And be encouraged. This is not talking about a perfect man. It's talking about an imperfect man like me and like you. He says, give ear, O God of Jacob. He says, behold, our God is a shield. Not a goddamn face mask. our God is a shield. I'm going somewhere today, folks. Hang in here with me, please. He says, behold, our God is a shield. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed Mashiach. Chosen before the foundation of the world for himself in Christ, in him, in Mashiach. He says, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. He says, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord our God is a sun. The sun controls this solar system, its movements. God is our sun and shield. Now here's the second time. When God repeats something, folks, we should listen. And shield. The Lord God, the Lord, will give grace and glory, and no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. I don't have time to go into it. It's talking about that walk according to his word. Trusting in his word. And back to where we started. O Lord, God of hosts, Asher, blessed is the man that's trusting in thee. The word, the root of this word being translated trusting is batak. It means leaning with your whole weight upon a staff, with the expectation the staff is able to uphold you. I'm reading this week, among other things, Psalm 55. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. I highly recommend for your edification that you read the whole psalm. Folks, in spite of how it looks, there's nothing new under the sun. David says in the third verse of this psalm, because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, they cast their iniquity upon me. And in wrath, they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. He says, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I'd fly away and be at rest. Lo, then I would wander off and remain in the wilderness, Selah. I'd hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempestuous. Any of you feel like having the wings of a dove and escaping this wickedness that is being practiced and voiced in this land today? David says, swallow up, O Lord, and divide their tongues. That's a good prayer. For I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from the streets. Nothing new under the sun, folks. In the 16th verse, he says, after all this complaining, he says, as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord will save me. 18th verse, he has delivered my soul in peace from battle. From the battle that was against me. For there were many with me. Don't think you're alone. You're many with you. God shall hear and afflict them. Even them that abideth of old, think about that, because they have no changes. Therefore they fear not God. These who seem to be somewhat in control, or at least they think they're in control, they don't fear God. Think about that, folks. He has put forth his hands against such that be at peace with him, that is, with God. He has broken his covenants, the laws, the constitution of this country. These people are attempting to uproot it. He says the words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil. Yet were they drawn swords? Here's advice from David. Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Folks, I'm talking to God's children. I'm talking to God's chosen. I'm talking to God's church. That is those people who belong to the Lord and who understand when it speaks of the righteous, it is that which God gives, not our righteousness, but his righteousness. Cast thy burdens upon the Lord. There's another psalm that is a signpost along the way, like this Psalm 84, which says, blessed men go through valleys. Psalm 37 tells us three different times, fret not. And in its response to fretting, in his response to our fretting, one thing God says is, commit thy way unto the Lord. It's a word that comes out of the old camel train times, where the merchant would roll off his burden on to the camel. How do you do that? Romans 10 tells us, with the heart man believeth, with the mouth proclamation is made. These are promises of God, and God loves to hear his children with the mouth, because of what's in the heart, speak his promises to him, and to do it trustingly with your whole weight upon him. For he shall sustain thee. The Apostle Peter picks up this verse from Psalm 55. In the seventh verse, he says, I think the sixth verse is apropos to start. He says, in the fifth verse, it says, for God resisteth the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him. For he that is God careth for you. I like the way the Amplified Bible translates it. It says, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties. And that word in the King James, care, really does come from anxieties. What are you anxious about? What have you anxiety about? I know if I only lived by sight, I'd be full of anxieties. But thank God, we live by faith, and faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, All your worries, all your frettings, if you will, all your concerns, once and for all. I don't know that it's once and for all. It's day by day, folks. Once and for all on Him. So I'd kind of, you know, if you do it today, I'm telling you, there's a good chance tomorrow, the next day, the next week, the next month, you might have to do it again. Continuing in faith, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns on Him. It continues, for He cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Another translation says, casting all your cares on Him, for your cares are His constant concern. I don't know what situation you might find yourselves in today or tomorrow. But we, the blessed, the ones whose strength is in God and in whose heart are the ways of God, have this promise that our cares are His constant concern. Blessed is the man whose strength is in Thee, and in whose heart are the ways of Thee, who, passing through the valley of weeping, interestingly enough, folks, it does not describe the length or the depth of this valley. It doesn't describe the reasons for the valleys or the valley. It just says the valley is part of the trip. Who, passing through the valley of weeping, make it, what? It, the valley itself, a well. A place where others, passing through such a valley, might find a place of rest. It says, King James, the rain also filleth the pools. No, no, no. It's the rain covereth. God is constantly aware of our situation. He's covering this trip. We're passing through. We're moving somewhere. And that is in to eternity, in and with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, amen.